Utah giving Duke all they can handle here today. Thornton turns the corner. Thornton, shot blocked! Bottoms got it! Utes running 4-on-4. Kuzma, he lays it up and in! And we're tied at 60! What a run out that was. Great find by Bonham. Better finish by Kuzma. And that's your innovative play of the game brought to you by University of Utah Healthcare. The only team you need from the sideline to your sidewalk. We're here for your family's health. Visit them online at uofuhealth.org. Joined right now courtside here at the world's most famous arena and home of a Utah victory today by University of Utah head basketball coach Larry Kraskowiak. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's really cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm speechless. That's tough for radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sit here and look stupid.
I could do play-by-play of your face if you would like right now.
That's not a pretty picture.
This game had so many storylines to it. You get up, you get down, you make that run late, you get to overtime, you make some free throws and play terrific defense. What was the story of this game for you?
Well, I think first and foremost, we did a heck of a job against the team, you know, dribble drive, elite. There's 7-8 McDonald's All-Americans, and there's a lot of isolation. They obviously are maybe without a post threat, so they're a little different Duke team. And certainly Emile Jefferson being out hurt them. But, you know, it was just a matter of can we guard all the dribble. And you saw a bunch of times where we fouled. We got some great stops. And so that was, I thought, one of the keys. The other thing, you know, we had one turnover of the 19 that turned into 2 points. We had a number of different ways that we turned it over. I think 4 illegal screens and some goofy things. But at least our defense could get back and get set up. So when you look at statistics and to hold Duke to less than 30%, to out-rebound them by 18, you know, and have a damn near 80% at the free throw line and 16 assists, the turnovers are rough. But percentage-wise, short of the three-point line, you know, we took advantage and managed to make enough points.
Coach, just talk about all the effort from a lot of guys today. I mean, I mentioned Chris Reyes earlier.
Yeah.
Came in, he was a lot of bounce today and active. But
he was great.
Yeah,
yeah, he gave us a big lift. As you said, you know, it was a big-time up-and-down game until you started going through it just now. I'd forgot about all of the, you know, it's kind of a little prize fight where we were punching each other, staying together. We ran up a nice lead. Then we couldn't all of a sudden get a defensive rebound, and they just kept time and time again reload and got on a run, and we had a timeout. I think we were down 5, and that's where we talked about being resilient and we're not done. What are we made of? And, you know, made enough plays. It was really cool. Obviously disheartening at the end when you've got that lead and come out of a timeout, and all you're telling your guys is we can't foul a three-point shooter. Zoe still swears he didn't, but that four-point play, and then we can't get it in on the end. So there's some teachable moments. It didn't go as smooth as we would have liked, but at the end of the day, it's all about getting the W, and, you know, I'm just super proud of our guys.
You got a contribution from just about everybody today who played for you. It's hard to identify one in particular, but I thought today Lorenzo Bonham controlled the game much the same way. Again, I'm not drawing the comparison here, but the way we saw DeLon begin to control the game last year, I thought Lorenzo controlled it well for you today. He had 12 points. He had 9 assists. He had those 4 block shots. And it seemed like he was very much as comfortable as he's been in a Utah uniform running the offense against a pretty darn good team.
There's no doubt about that. And it's pretty cool what's taking place. Now, we were spoiled with DeLon.
Yes.
There aren't many. If somebody needs to tell me who comes out of junior college and is able to pick up at that. And I've said now for however long I've been coaching college basketball, and it's happening, is that a lot of times you don't have junior college players until Christmas because it takes a while. And I've said that even when we didn't have junior college players. But it was, you know, and here we are closing in on Christmas. He's realizing how hard he has to play, how much he has to be dialed in and attention to detail and some of those things. And he continues to grow, and he's buying into it. You know, some guys go south, and they don't want any that's too hard, but he's really cleaned up his approach, and he's not a pro, but his professionalism and his sense of those things. So a big lift. You know, it's difficult to guard pick and roll. He's difficult to guard one end of the floor to the other. It's kind of a slippery kind of guy, you know, that's hard to keep in front, and we took advantage with some mid pick and roll. Who's that? Yeah, is that Santa's elf?
Who's that hot blonde over
there? I know
there?
That was a good early Christmas present from Bonham.
Yeah, that was a great early Christmas present. That just reminds me, what am I going to get her for Christmas?
I think you just got her what you probably wanted. She wanted to win here as much as anybody. I've seen her cheering in that crowd.
Yeah, chewing the referees out.
She can't get teed up. Hey, congratulations. Go enjoy this with your family, with your friends, with the team here tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Monday night.
Okay, we need to hit the exacta and have the football team
take care of business. I said it early, one blue team has been dismissed today. Now let's get that other blue team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Great job today.
Go Utes.